Good morning. Welcome to Car Thoughts with David. I'm your host, as always, David Calvert. And thank you guys so much for taking time out of your day. Listen to what this guy has to say. Thank you guys so much for your feedback, as always. I mean, yeah, I thought, oh, you know, my show's not professional. It's not like everyone else's. It doesn't have that sound to it. It doesn't have cool openings. It doesn't have cool endings. It doesn't have cool runnings. Mostly because, I mean, I don't know if I could even find that. I don't know if it's in digital. Last time I watched it was on VHS. But, anyway. you know, and started putting that stuff out, and I actually started getting feedback. And people were like, oh, yeah, it's not quite the same with you not doing the intros and the outros, and, you know, saying the... You know, thanks guys for taking time out of your day to listen to what I have to say and all that. And, you know, different things that touch. And I'm like, wow, okay. And the same thing with, you know, which, you know, I try and record with my regular headphones as much as possible now. Because I've had people say, oh, I don't like, I can't hear the car anymore. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool, yeah. I dig it, man. I dig it. It's I get it. You know, so here I was thinking I was supposed to be fancy, and, you know, and then come to find out, you guys, and that's the thing, you know, I mean, I learned some lessons, and, realized that, okay, this is the way the show's gonna go, so I'm totally down with it, and, so thank you guys for the feedback. I do value it, I do listen, but yeah, and speaking of feedback, thank you to the people who have reached out and, you know, to the people who support the show, like Tariq and Seth, thank you guys so much. I humbly appreciate your support. You know, I know I don't say that enough. But thank you guys, to the other people who have reached out and left feedback, shared your thoughts, to the people who have reached out and asked for interviews. Thank you, because I have, these interviews have been so fun. They really have. I've done 20 interviews so far this year. We're just into the beginning of March. I've got an interview actually this evening, interview Wednesday night, and then I think an interview Thursday night, so, if I remember correctly, my day planner is in my backpack, and obviously I'm driving, so I can't exactly check on that, but yeah, I'm pretty sure all of those are correct. I know I've got three interviews, you know, coming up, and yeah, so, you know, it's been such an amazing journey, and that's what I'm talking about when I'm saying, like, the when you get out there and take that first step, you know, the opportunities will come to you. I mean, I've had such an amazing time doing this podcast, and initially I started asking people to interview on the show, and then I put out, at the beginning of the year, I put out a video saying that, like, hey, if you want to be on the show, you know, follow this link and set up a calendar invite. And I've asked a couple people to be on the show recently, but a lot of my interviews have been them reaching out to me asking to be on the show, and that's really cool. You know, people who have heard the show who are like, wow, you know, this guy interviews not too bad. He's not a complete and total idiot, you know. and of course, if you guys know me, I'm very self-deprecating. I like making jokes about myself. Just because that was my defense mechanism growing up. That was how I kept from getting beat up in school, because I was, you know, yeah, the old saying, like, 90 pounds soaking wet or whatever. You know, I didn't weigh a lot. And, I was kind of a small kid, so, you know, and, very studious, so I got picked on, you know, a lot, so I figured if I could make better jokes about myself than what they could make, they would get frustrated or be embarrassed and leave, which actually did work, surprisingly. So that was my coping mechanism, and it kept me out of a lot of trouble growing up. So, you know, I do like to make jokes about myself and have a good time, because life's too short not to joke or laugh and bring somebody a smile or a laugh when they need it. It's a good thing, you know, you help people out, give somebody something to smile about. There's never a bad reason or never a bad thing for that. So, I've gotten really good feedback from the people that I've interviewed, too. They all seem to really enjoy my interview style, and that's good, because, honestly, I had no idea what I was doing. I just was like, yeah, let's have a conversation. I don't really know how else to do this. I've watched tons of interviews on television. I've listened to tons of interviews on the radio, and, I've seen how they go, and I'm just like, that's not really me. I'm not really one of those people that's like, I want to hear a story. I want to kind of kick things off, maybe throw some ideas out there, and then just let you go and tell your story. And, that's what's excited me, is because I'm learning so much in the process, not just about that person, but about what they do, what they're passionate about. And then passing that information on to you guys so that you can look and say, oh, wow, that's really cool. You know, I've always wanted to do this or that, or learn more about this, or figure this out, or whatever the case may be. You know, I've got this opportunity because I didn't even know this was a thing, you know, and I've had fun, you know, learning those things and figuring those things out and talking to all of these amazing people who have really broadened my horizons, and at the same time, hopefully broadening you guys' horizons. So, It's been a really, really awesome adventure, and so I'm excited, having people reach out to me and want to interview on the show, want to learn more, want to share their story, and I'm still figuring it out as I go, and I'm gonna try and keep everything the way it is, because I found out that you guys like the show I had created. So I'm not going to mess with the recipe. It's like New Coke, message heard loud and clear. We're going to stay with Coke Classic or whatever. And we're going to not mess with the recipe and all 17 secret herbs and spices of Colonel Sanders or whatever. I don't know. I think that's right. For KFC, things are going to stay as is. The show is going to be what it is. Yeah, unless for some reason, and I know I'm probably going to get a message from Wynn on this one, unless for some reason somebody comes and says, hey, we love your show, we want to syndicate it, we'd love to, or whatever, in which case I might have to do things for the sponsors, but, at any rate, I don't know that would ever happen. With over 670,000 active podcasts out there, the odds of mine actually being good enough that somebody's going to say, oh yeah, we'd like to sponsor you and make your show bigger and better, faster, stronger, the $6 million man, or whatever the case may be, pretty slim. I'm not ruling it out as a possibility, because anything can happen. Trust me, I never thought, and you guys, anyone who's listened to this show knows, I never thought that I'd be here, that I'd be a published author, that I'd be a podcast host, that I'd be doing all of these things, that I'd be getting ready to put out book number 10 that I'm co-authoring with a very dear friend, he's a brother to me, that I didn't know this time last year. All of these things that have happened, these amazing, amazing things. So I don't rule anything out. I believe anything's possible, So with that being said, guys, it is time for me to go. And to leave you for now, thank you for riding in the car with me. I apologize, I had some recording issues, so I had to start the episode over. I think I almost had a recording issue on the way pulling in because my phone fell out of its case, and I was trying to catch it without hitting the pause button on the screen because the screen lit up as it was falling, kind of, which was good. It gave me a visual to know it happened. I need to get a new phone holder for my dash. But with that being said, guys, as always, car thoughts out.
Hey, everybody. David here. Do you guys like science fiction? If so, I just released a novel. It's called Hurtling Toward a Home, A Story of Hope. It's set many hundreds of years in the future when Earth just couldn't support us anymore. We thought we had more time. We didn't take it seriously. We didn't listen to what was being said. And now we have to suddenly build ships and figure out a place to go, but where? So we decide to just go everywhere, to just send ships off in every direction that any scientist has ever said could potentially support human life, to give us the best chance of survival. We're going to try every planet. So we built ships and loaded supplies and robots on them and shipped them ahead to try and prepare and test the planets to make sure that they were suitable. And as we were building our fleet to leave for our great exodus from Earth. This particular story follows one ship, the Hope, and one young man, Jonathan, as he's always dreamed of living this life of adventure from what he's seen from old Earth movies and read in novels. And he longs for that type of an adventure. He longs to set foot on a planet. And yet, he is not. But after his 16th birthday, he gets sent off on a secret mission and an adventure that he never thought he would ever be able to live. I am so excited to share this journey with you guys, and I thank you guys for checking it out. Again, Hurtling Towards a Home, A Story of Hope by David Calvert.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.